This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for politics with censure of one member of Congress, which is not as bad as impeachment, is not as bad as being expelled from the position you're holding, but it goes down as a permanent mark against you. We'll play for you some of the response of Adam Schiff, who was censured because of his opposition to President Donald J. Trump. And it's actually very relevant to what Trump called upon Congress to do earlier today. Just a couple of hours ago, he put up on Truth Social the following: Congress, please investigate the political witch hunts against me currently being brought by the corrupt DOJ and FBI, who are totally out of control. This continuing saga is retribution against me for winning, and even more importantly to them, election interference regarding the 2024 presidential election. It will be their updated form of rigging, spelled there wrong, updated form of rigging our most important election. Look at the polls. They can't beat me, MAGA, at the ballot box. The only way they can win is to cheat. Stop them now. Now, urging Congress to investigate the DOJ and the FBI. What's so bizarre about this is, of course, a great deal of what Trump is complaining about was while he was the guy who was in charge of the DOJ and the FBI. He was president for 4 years. We know what a Trump term as president looks like. And if the DOJ and FBI were so much off the rails and they were so much witch hunting, why didn't the president and his two attorneys general, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, do something about it? That's what's so extraordinary here. And in any event, while Congress is busy blaming one of its own for some of the controversies of the Trump era in Washington, when President Trump was President of the United States from 2017 to 2021, with all of that going on, here's the response of Adam Schiff, who is running for Senate from California. He's running for the seat that is being left vacant by the departure of Dianne Feinstein. That is assuming that she lasts until January of 2025. And I don't mean lasts in terms of being alive. I mean continuing in the U.S. Senate. But in any event, they are having a heated Senate race. There are three major Democrats already, and a fourth on the way, apparently, who are running for the nomination. So Schiff's response on social media to the attack on him and the very close vote with apparently seven Republicans declined to vote. They just voted present. But that compares to beforehand, they had attached a $16 million fine. I don't know on what basis they did that for Schiff's behavior, but there were 20 Republicans who voted against that resolution. That was removed, the idea of the $16 million fine. So now it comes without a fine. It's just a matter for the record. The response of Congressman Schiff sounded like this, and what he posted on social media everywhere. This is 10A.
A representative from Florida, who's one of the extreme MAGA Republicans named Luna, ironically, introduced a resolution last week to censure me. It failed. One out of every 10 Republicans voted against this abuse of the House process. She brought it back this week, and the main difference was that Donald Trump put out a statement saying that any Republican that voted against this censure would be or should be subject to a primary challenge. And as his threats have often done in the past, it worked. All those that voted against it last week voted for it this week, and it passed on a party-line basis. Now, I need to tell you, this is very rare to have a censure resolution and never used to basically try to silence someone who has stood up to their party leader. That is a completely illegitimate use of a censure resolution.
Okay, and then he goes on talking about why it is so inappropriate. This is 10B.
To abuse the censure this way is something that's never been done before, and it threatens to really, again, diminish the House of Representatives as an institution. Their goal is to go after people they think are effective in standing up to them and standing up to Donald Trump, their party leader. And they hope to chill others from doing what I did. It's not going to deter me, I promise you that, but they hope it will deter others. And we need to fight back because this would be another degradation of our system of checks and balances if this kind of intimidation were to succeed. I'm going to do all I can to make sure it doesn't.
Okay, the last two members of Congress to be censured, the last two over the last 20 years, were Republican Paul Gosar of Arizona. He was censured in 2021 for tweeting an animated video that showed a version of him. It was a little cartoon with his face on the body that showed him striking with a sword Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, his colleague. And I thought that they were overreacting to censure Paul Gosar, but okay, he eventually took that video down. Much more seriously, Congress, the House, censured former Democratic Representative Charlie Rangel of New York. He was censured back in 2010 during the Obama presidency for very serious financial and campaign misconduct involving money and money raising. We have so many issues before the public right now. The threat of China, the ongoing struggle against Russia, the human rights violations against Ukraine, the rise in crime, homelessness everywhere, inflation, and national security generally, and jobs, and the economy, taxes, and government spending, the fact that we have, what is it, $32 trillion in terms of national debt, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And so what do? They want to attack Adam Schiff about a short-lived impeachment fight that he lost that was 5 years ago. I mean, isn't this a little bit nuts? And part of what's sad about this is Adam Schiff has been doing just what Republicans do when they are attacked. He's raised money on it, and a lot of money. He's running for U.S. Senate. He's running against Katie Porter, who's way to his left, and also Barbara Lee, who's way to everybody's left. She's a representative from Oakland. And Adam Schiff will probably win, I would guess, the Democratic nomination, which means that he would be the next senator from California. And certainly this doesn't hurt him. It helps him, because part of what his fundraising looks like right now is, look, they are afraid of me because I'm so effective. And again, having Congresswoman Luna and Congresswoman Boebert and others going after you doesn't hurt Democrats. Meanwhile, Chris Christie on taking that loyalty pledge and Riley Gaines on trans madness and more coming up on the MedVet Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show.
So many many candidates for president and so little love among them, even for candidates of the same party, with President Trump attacking Ron DeSantis very vigorously today, and Ron DeSantis saying no, he can't make a pledge that he would support Trump if Trump is the nominee. We will get to Chris Christie on that issue of the loyalty pledge coming up in a moment. Let's first go to your calls and to Mark in Falls City, Washington. Mark, you're on the Medved Show.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to say that you literally lied to your listeners about why they censured Adam Schiff. They did not censure Adam Schiff because of his opposition to Trump. They censored him because he lied repeatedly about having evidence that did not exist. Repeatedly. And the Durham report proved that he was lying. He was lying the entire time. So that is why
The Durham report, you may have heard what I read you from the opening statement that John Durham made when he testified before the Senate yesterday, before the Congress yesterday. He said that there was evidence that Russia had attempted to interfere in the election of 2016, and that he wasn't questioning any of the findings of the Mueller report. So, again, if you want to focus on a lie in particular, and by the way, it is not the practice of the Congress to do censure for a lie or what anyone would consider a lie. They don't do that. I mean, generally, it's for serious misbehavior, hiding money, or crookery of some kind or another. And there were no charges of that kind against Adam Schiff. Where do you believe that he lied most profoundly? Mark, you there? Oh. Well, in any event, he did receive, and this is interesting, The Hill publicized back in 2019 The Washington Post's fact checker column on October 2019 gave House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff four Pinocchios for claiming last month that his panel had, quote, not spoken directly with a whistleblower who raised concerns about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. You remember that was all about that phone call, that now infamous phone call that led to the first impeachment, where Trump said, yes, he would try to send some weaponry to Ukraine, but he wanted Zelensky to do him a favor by investigating Hunter Biden. The New York Times first reported that the whistleblower had consulted with Schiff's committee before filing the complaint. So in that regard, there's a situation where he was caught flat-footed in a misrepresentation. In any event, Chris Christie has just spoken out about taking the pledge, the loyalty pledge, to support any Republican who wins the nomination. This is what the former governor of New Jersey, the so-called kamikaze candidate, he seems to be pretty determined to get up there on a debate stage with Donald Trump, who he once worked for and supported. Here's Chris Christie.
Jake, I'm going to go back to 2016 again and say I'm going to take the pledge just as seriously as Donald Trump took it in 2016. As you'll remember, Reince Priebus had to go up to Trump Tower to get him to sign it, to ask him to do so. He did, and then we went to a subsequent debate, and we were all asked if we would reaffirm our support of whoever the nominee was going to be by raising our hand. There were 10 of us on the stage. 9 of us raised our hands. The one who didn't was Donald Trump. And so I'll take the pledge in 2024, just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
Now, I think what that means is he's not he's not ready to take the pledge. Or if he does take the pledge, it will be with two fingers crossed behind his back. Nancy Pelosi, who is still in Congress, not getting headlines the way she used to when she was running the House of Representatives, but she's still a senior member and still has influence. She reacted to the censure resolution that was passed condemning her California colleague. This is clip four. Listen.
Today we are on the floor of the House where the other side has turned this chamber, where slavery was abolished, where Medicare and Social Security and everything were instituted, they've turned it into a puppet show. A puppet show. And you know what? The puppeteer, Donald Trump, is shining a light on the strings. You look miserable. You look miserable. The only advantage to all of this is that instead of reversing what we did on the IRA to save the planet or reversing what we did to reduce the cost of prescription drugs, you're wasting time. Adam Schiff is one of the great members of that.
Speaker Pelosi not happy about giving precedence to the resolution of censure. I don't believe that Kevin McCarthy made the right decision to build up Republican support for the campaign ahead, which he has to do because it's going to be tough to hold on to the House. They only have an advantage of five seats. And it's obviously going to be tough for Republicans to win the presidential election. And I'm not sure that this kind of focus helps anybody. Then there is this story. It's a story we gave you some of the basics on yesterday. There's more on it now. Associated Press, Deadline Washington. A California man who drove a stun gun into a police officer's neck during one of the most violent clashes of the U.S. Capitol riot was sentenced yesterday to more than 12 years in prison. Daniel DJ Rodriguez yelled, "Trump won!" as he was led out of the courtroom to serve his 12-year sentence, where U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced him to 12 years and 7 months behind bars for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack. Only two other January 6th defendants have received longer prison terms so far after hundreds of sentencing for capital riot cases. So what did Rodriguez do that was so terrible? And how did he justify it in his statement to the court? We'll get that and more coming up on this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor. Rear Admiral John Mauger said a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Mauger said there was some catastrophic failure and gave his condolences to the family members affected. At least four people are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town last night. Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Johnny Burrows says Matador, Texas was hit with the hardest.
Luckily, being a tight-knit community, everyone knows everyone, and so we were able to account for everyone.
One former U.S. president says the indictment of another former president isn't the best message to send to the world leaders. Former President Obama believes the indictment of former President Trump may suggest the U.S. is easing up on democratic rules. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
You is the grooviest.
We're just talking for just a moment about DJ Rodriguez, who was censored yesterday. Not censured. He was actually sentenced. It's Adam Schiff who was censured. But DJ Rodriguez was sentenced to 12 years, 7 months in prison. And why? The judge explained it, Amy Berman Jackson. She said that Rodriguez, who's 40 years old, was a, quote, one-man army of hate, attacking police and destroying property at the Capitol building. Quote, you showed up in Washington spoiling for a fight, Jackson said. You can't blame what you did once you got there on anyone but yourself. Previously, in his statement to the court, he had blamed it on Trump, of course. Basically said he looked to President Trump as a father. And when your father says, we need you, come do something, you have to follow. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone's body camera captured Rodriguez screaming, Officer Fanone screaming out in pain after Rodriguez shocked him with a stun gun while he was surrounded by a mob. Another rioter had dragged Fanone into the crowd outside a tunnel on the Capitol's lower west terrace, where a line of police officers was guarding an entrance to the building. Other rioters began beating Fanone, who lost consciousness and suffered a heart attack after Rodriguez pressed the stun gun against his neck and repeatedly shocked him. Fanon addressed the judge before she imposed the sentence. The former officer described how the January 6th attack permanently ended his law enforcement career and turned him into a target for Donald Trump supporters, who cling to the lie, and that is a lie, that Democrats stole the 2020 election from the Republican incumbent. Fanon left the courtroom in the middle of Rodriguez's statement to the judge. He didn't miss an apology from Rodriguez, who has been jailed for more than 2 years and will get credit for that time already served, so he has 10 more years to go. "I'm hopeful," he said, "that Michael Fanon will be okay someday," Rodriguez said. "It sounds like he's in a great deal of pain." Fanon said he left the courtroom because he didn't care to hear his assailant's rambling, incoherent statement. "Nothing he could have said to me today would have made any difference whatsoever," he said. Prosecutors recommended a 14-year prison sentence for Rodriguez, who pleaded guilty in February to charges including assaulting Fanon. They also sought a fine of nearly $100,000 to offset cost of Fanon's medical bills and medical leave. Fanon's injuries ultimately ended his career in law enforcement. He has written a book about his January 6th experience and testified in front of a House committee that investigated the insurrection, which disrupted the joint session of Congress for certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. Rodriguez's criminal conduct on January 6th was the epitome of disrespect for the law. He battled with law enforcement and the U.S. Capitol for hours, nearly costing one officer his life. That's the statement by the prosecutors. In order to stop the official proceeding from happening inside. It's very tough when you hear about some of the physical problems that Michael Fanon has experienced since then. On January 6th, Rodriguez attended then-President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally before joining the mob of rioters who attacked police in the Lower West Terrace Tunnel. Rodriguez made his way to the front of the line of rioters, battling the officers, yelling into his bullhorn at the beleaguered line, prosecutors wrote. Rodriguez deployed a fire extinguisher at police officers in the tunnel and shoved a wooden pole at the police line before another rioter, Kyle Young, handed him what appeared to be a stun gun, according to prosecutors. Fanon was at the front of the police line when another rioter, Albuquerque Cosper, head, wrapped his arm around the officer's neck and dragged him out into the terrace steps, then restrained Fanon while the other rioters beat him and attacked him. Rodriguez shocked Fanon's neck with a stun gun repeatedly below the left ear of his police helmet. Fanon managed to retreat and collapsed behind the police line before he was taken to a hospital. Once inside, when officers were able to revive him after 2 minutes and 21 seconds unconscious, the first thing Officer Fanon asked was, "Did we take back that door?" People insisting that these were well-meaning people who just wanted to tour the Capitol building, and these people are so far gone that as he left the courtroom after his sentence, the last things that DJ Rodriguez had to say were that Trump won. I'll tell you somebody who won and big time, and it's a conservative who won big time yesterday. There's a Senate hearing about the idea of biological men in women's sports. And Riley Gaines, who is a top-flight collegiate swimmer who has spoken out against having to compete against males, had this to tell the U.S. Senate. Clip 19.
If we do speak up, you're immediately labeled as some name. They will call you everything under the sun, whether it's transphobic, homophobic, racist, white supremacists, domestic terrorists. They will throw them all at you in hopes to deter you, in hopes to silence you. Leah Thomas's teammates, they were forced every single week to go to mandatory LGBTQ education meetings to learn about how just by being cisgender, they were oppressing Leah Thomas. They were told that they're not allowed to take a stance because their school has already taken their stance for them. They were told that you will never get a job, you will never get into grad school, you will lose your friends, you will lose your scholarship and playing time if you speak out. They told these girls that if you do speak out, and any harm whatsoever comes towards Thomas's way, whether that's through social media, whether that's physical, mental, emotional harm, then you are solely responsible, and you could be responsible for a potential death. And you don't want that, do you? Of course not. Who would ever want to be responsible in a potential death? But that is the emotional blackmail that is plaguing this country, especially in universities.
Okay, she is an American former competitive swimmer from Gallatin, Tennessee, who competed for the University of Kentucky NCAA swim team. She was the 2022 Southeastern Conference Women's Swimming and Diving Scholar Athlete of the Year. And she said this about having to change in a locker room alongside a biological male who now calls himself Leah Thomas. And listen, clip 20.
In addition to being forced to give up our awards and our titles and our opportunities, the NCAA forced me and my female swimmers to swim to share a locker room with Thomas, a 6'4", 22-year-old male equipped with and exposing male genitalia. Let me be clear about this. We were not forewarned we would be sharing a locker room. No one asked for our consent, and we did not give our consent. And I'll set the scene. A swimming locker room is not a place of modesty. You're undressing, you're fully exposed, and we were forced to take off our swimsuit in front of a man who was doing the exact same thing. If nothing else, I truly hope how you can see this as a violation of our right to privacy and how some of us have felt uncomfortable, embarrassed, and even traumatized by this experience. I know that I don't speak for every single person who competed against Leah Thomas, but I know I speak for many because I saw the tears. I saw the tears from the 9th and 17th place finishers who missed out on being named an All-American by one place. And I can attest to the extreme discomfort in the locker room when you, from these 18 to 22-year-old girls, when you turn around and there's male eyes watching in that same room. And I can attest to the whispers and the grumbles of anger and frustration from these girls who, just like myself, had worked our entire lives to get to this meet.
Okay, this climaxed with some questioning that was brilliant by Ted Cruz. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Michael Medved show, it's the Democrats who want to make an issue out of the idea of transphobia, the notion that if you somehow object to the women athletes being forced to compete against men, that somehow there's something wrong with you. It's prejudiced. Why would you say that one woman is just the same as another woman? And, of course, trans women are, that's the slogan now, trans women are women. And Riley Gaines, who is a swimmer, who has been forced to compete against Leah Thomas, who is 22 years old and 6'4", and, as they say, fully equipped. I mean, how outrageous and stupid is it, out of political correctness, if there is someone like that who identifies as female, at least a separate shower, right? Wouldn't that be something that you would want for your daughter or for your wife? And Riley Gaines is somebody's wife, in fact. She spoke back to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. And again, she was as effective a witness on this issue as I think you'll find anywhere. Listen, this is clip 18.
That's the traumatizing part. Of course, the experience in and of the locker room itself is traumatizing, but I think for me, it was so easy for them to dismiss our rights to privacy. Senator Durbin, in your opening statement, you had mentioned this rhetoric. It's you had mentioned that what message does it send to trans individuals? And my combat to that is, what message does this send to women, to young girls who are denied of these opportunities? So easily their rights to privacy and safety thrown out of the window to protect a small population, protect one group as long as they're happy. What about us? That is the overall general consensus of how we all felt in that locker room.
Okay. Then this was partially answered by a Democratic witness who is named Kelly Robinson, who is the president of the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ plus lobby group behind the push for men in women's sports. Basically, she said something that is just profoundly untrue, which was later exposed. But here is the response of Kelly Robinson, clip 3. 13. Clip 13.
You don't believe that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female?
Not as a definitive statement.
Give me an example. Well, no, I don't think. How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they could beat Serena Williams in tennis. Right? That they think that they could actually score a point on her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger than that.
What's your experience been? Male, female?
Both Serena and Venus lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, which they're phenoms for women. My experience, my husband, he swam at University of Kentucky as well. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. He could kick my butt any day of the week without trying.
That's a fairly effective response. And by the way, and they're right about Serena and Venus Williams, who are phenomenal athletes, but they're phenomenal athletes for women. And you remember that entire, it ended up being a stalemate between, was it Bobby Riggs and King, the Billie Jean King, and Billie Jean King Moffat at one point. Then the questioning by Senator Cruz was exceptionally astute, and he actually approached this question, okay, what if men and women have no physiological differences, what's the point of having separate women's sports? It involves a lot of extra money, but why should women have special sports categories if men and women really are indistinguishable? I listened to Senator Cruz taking on the president of the Human Rights Campaign, clip 11.
Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines that there's a difference between women and men?
If the question is about trans women...
I'm just asking, is there a difference between women and men?
I mean, what I can say is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade, and when this competition
happened, I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's a difference?
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just putting it into the context of the conversation that we're having. I think that there are definitions related to sex.
Is that a yes? So I'm trying to get a yes or no. I'm not trying to get a speech. Is there a difference between women and men?
I think that there are definitions for biological sex.
Okay, so you're not answering that.
Okay, she will answer. And then the next question, which is a killer. Listen.
Let me ask you this question then. Why do women's sports exist? If you can't define a difference between women and men, why not abolish women's sports and just tell little girls to swim with little boys and see who wins?
Oh, I'm simply saying that that sex is
my
different
question,
than gender.
Why
I do,
do
believe
why
that women's,
do women's sports,
sports have a great
exist?
Value. I mean, Senator, I'll tell you right
Ms.
now.
Ms. Robinson, please answer the question I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Why do women's sports exist?
I think that there are so many positive benefits to sports.
But
I mean,
why have a separate category for women? If there's no difference between women and men, why to have women's sports?
I'm saying that there's a difference between sex and gender, and that the NCAA has rules in place, which they have for the
so
last
Mr.
decade.
Chairman, I would
that.
Like.
Okay, this is a very tough question to answer. If you don't acknowledge that there is a difference between women and men, the reason women's sports exist is, first of all, to give women additional privacy in situations like the locker room, but also to give them a chance to excel and to win. It would be if males and females were competing in the same sports, it would be very difficult for women to have the outstanding achievements and sense of accomplishment that they do. There's also this about reparations, which is another issue that is going to be a very big loser for Democrats in 2024 if they persist with it. Erica Alexander is an actress and a documentary filmmaker, and she has just done a movie called The Big Payback, which is a movie about reparations, and she had this to say about it. Listen, clip three.
And America is nothing if not built by the economy of free labor that was from the backs and blood from many lives lost. So I'm not worried about that number. It doesn't scare me. I think what should scare America is how much it's costing us not to invest in the people that are old, but also in the least of these. We need to start to realize that the reparations that's happening is not for black people. It's for white people, too. It's for brown people, too. It's for everyone. Because whatever this nation is, it's a collective thought now, and the idea of it is a beautiful thing, but unless we start to think about how we can really be what America is supposed to have been when they thought about the Constitution, then there's no dollar amount that we should be willing to pay. But again, we're not talking about money, we're talking about restoration and repair for all of us. What is that?
What is restoration and repair? And does restoration and repair really cost the $1 million per person that they're talking about in the state of California, or the $5 million up to per person that they're talking about in the city of San Francisco? They now have a brand new commission that is being called together by Governor Hochul in New York, where they're also going to be talking about reparations. And at least Eric Alexander was talking about, well, it's not just black people, it's white people too. Does this mean that everybody in America who has grown up in unfortunate circumstances is going to now get some kind of compensatory arrangement that is imposed by the government and paid for by the taxpayer? Really? We will get to the new impeachment resolution that is being aimed at President Biden and has provoked huge controversy among two of the most prominent Republicans in Washington, D.C. What's the controversy about? We'll tell you coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.